Hello, and welcome to Politic. My name's Kieran Lewis, and in 2 minutes or less, I'm going to tell you everything important that happened in British politics this week. Now, many of us were expecting it to be a quiet week, what with Parliament in recess and public attention shifting from the fallout after Brexit to how many medals Team GB can haul. That's the Olympics reference done. The funny thing about politics, though, is it's quite unpredictable. While many MPs and political journalists were relishing the prospect of working on their suntans, revelations from the Sunday Times about David Cameron's resignation honours list probably didn't give them the reprieve they were looking for. To be fair to Dave, he did what pretty much every PM has ever done. Nominate a few party donors, nominate a few advisers, nominate your wife's stylist. Actually, about that last one, never mind. This made a lot of people a bit unhappy. As seems to be routine, the standard "this is an outdated system" and "what has the world come to" reactions came from all the usual places. Tom Watson had a rant, the Lib Dems said something, and one of Cameron's nominees didn't accept his honour. What about British politics' leading lady? Well, she didn't really do all that much. It turns out some of the people on the list actually donated to Rees's short-lived leadership campaign, if there ever was one. Now, I mentioned Tom Watson, not Labour, as no one really knows what the hell is going on there. Jeremy Corbyn may have slightly changed his stance on nominating peers after controversially putting Rita Chakrabarty forward. And coincidentally, reports about this abounded just hours before Thursday's Labour leadership debate in Cardiff, which can best be described as being a bit like a zoo. The audience created an impenetrable wall of sound that blocked anyone from hearing what either candidate said, which was mainly quite similar. To be honest, no one really knew what was going on, and that's the best way to describe this week.